Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Lawyers for Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev now have some extra work to do as they prepare for January's trial. This after a federal judge dealt the defense a setback by ordering lawyers to turn over a list of all potential witnesses by the end of the year. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was in the court for the latest hearing on the case and has this update.
Tsarnaev wasn't at the hearing, but his attorneys assured Judge George O'Toole their client will be in court on December 18th for the last pretrial hearing before the trial starts early January. It will be Tsarnaev's first appearance since he pleaded not guilty in July 2013 to 30 federal charges, including the murder of three people at the Boston Marathon finish line. Because he's charged with a capital crime and could be sentenced to death if found guilty, Tsarnaev's attorneys told the judge federal rules say they don't have to produce their list of defense witnesses until after the trial begins. They said, "We're scrambling, we're not playing games, and don't have time to put a list together until the end of January." They also argued that their witnesses could feel intimidated if their names were released in advance and back out of testifying. Prosecutors told the judge that a delay would give the defense a strategic advantage, since they have to provide a witness list by the end of next month. After hearing both sides, Judge O'Toole ruled quickly, siding with the government. The defense will have to turn over its witness list to prosecutors by December 29th. It was a major blow to Tsarnaev's defense team. The defense also asked the judge for access to evidence in the investigation of a 2011 triple homicide in Waltham. A friend of Tsarnaev's brother was allegedly writing a confession that implicated himself and the brother in the three murders when an FBI agent shot and killed that friend. Prosecutors responded that they have no additional evidence and say the case is being investigated by the Middlesex DA, not federal agents, to which defense attorneys responded incredulously. "I can't overstate the importance of this information," said defense attorney William Fick, explaining that it could be critical during the sentencing phase if Jahar Tsarnaev were found guilty. "If we don't get it," said Fick, "we have to consider asking that the trial be postponed." But the chance of a delay is remote. With the trial set to start in early January, time is running out. Judge O'Toole decided to put off a decision on the triple homicide evidence until sometime in the future. It was another setback for the defense. Tsarnaev's attorneys also asked the judge to hold a special hearing to look into their allegations that law enforcement officials were leaking information to the news media. His lawyers argued the leaks are affecting their client's constitutional right to a fair trial. Again, the judge put off a decision. It was a third setback for the defense. Judge O'Toole estimates the Tsarnaev trial will last 3 to 6 months and told attorneys he'll hold court from 9 to 4 p.m. 4 days a week. That's a departure from the usual 9 to 1. 1,200 potential jurors will be questioned. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.